RTL Original Podcast.
Hello and welcome to episode 42 of our second season. This is Song 2, the weekly, or is that weekly, attempt to posit that the second song on an album is the best or indeed most important. Each week we are supplying tracks that act as proof and are asking acts and musicians to give us their take on the theory and talk on track listing in general. This week we are heading back to 2019 and to a track that ensured the song's creators got lasered into the public's conscious. From the bedroom studios, the video screens of millions on social media, and to headlining Glasto and soundtracking Barbie, Billie Eilish is one of the biggest names in pop. And while it didn't quite start with Bad Guy, it is on the back of this killer track that international stardom came calling.
White shirt, now red, my bloody nose sleeping. Tippy toes creeping around like no one knows. Think you're so criminal.
Bad Guy and its Duh breakdown was an inescapable hit for a number of reasons. It was catchier than a seasonal virus for a start, and it contained more hooks than a Peter Pan convention. On top of that came the lyrics, prickly, provocative, and perfectly poised for sing-along posterity. And, as if the PR team had been crossing all their fingers, a little controversy brewed too, thus ensuring the precocious production pair, I will try to stop with the alliteration, of Eilish and musical wonderkind Phineas, Eilish's brother, were never far from the headline.
Duh.
There were the references to physical and sexual violence. There were lyrics about seducing dads. Remember, Eilish was a minor at the time the song was first recorded, and there were allegations of plagiarism relating to the now iconic video. Beware, minor humble brag incoming. While working at another radio station here in Luxembourg, I was spinning Copycat Hostage and Bellyache semi-regularly, taken from the 2017 debut EP Don't Smile At Me. There was, to be fair, little fuss made at this stage, despite my effusive praise. See, at this time, commercial radio stations in the GD and elsewhere were yet to add Eilish to their rotations, considering her an alternative electropop teen with little clout. Despite some semblance of critical acclaim and ergo acceptance, it would take almost 2 years for people to start sitting up and to take notice. And, well, how times have changed. Phineas and Eilish happened upon the top-line melody when the then 15-year-old pop star was in Australia for a performance at Laneway Festival, and she found herself waiting at a traffic light for a pedestrian crossing. "My mum and I went for a walk in Sydney," the singer explained to Fader magazine. "When you press it, the button, it's like doop doop. That's the sound that it makes when you have to wait." Baffled by what she was hearing, Eilish recorded the sound on her phone, and some weeks later, she was looking through her voice memos and stumbled across the recording. Phineas would treat the sound, stretching it and looping it, and it morphed into the ear-borrowing brain chirp that we have all spun in our heads a gazillion times. In a 2019 interview with NME, Eilish said of the song, taken from her debut album When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go?, that it was designed to make fun of everyone and their personas of themselves, even her own. "Bad Guy is more about people that are always lying about themselves," she said. "A lot of it is about a lot of artists right now, particularly a lot of rappers. I feel like pretty much all the rappers right now are lying. They're lying about how much money they have and about how their house and their clothes, etc., are expensive. It's like, shut up, you don't have this. It's just annoying. And it's all too easy to see through people when they talk about their money. They have nothing else, so that's all they talk about." Speaking to 102.7 Kiss FM, Eilish described the initial idea for the song as being a comment on people that have to tell everybody that they are a certain way all the time. "They're not that certain way," she says. "In general, I feel like you will never catch a bad bitch telling everyone she's a bad bitch. It's, well, it's on. It's on you." Elsewhere, in an interview with Billboard held shortly after Bad Guy toppled Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus's Old Town Road remix, Eilish said of the song title lyrics, "It's a weird thing to hear come out of a girl's mouth. I think Nicki Minaj said in one of her songs that she's the bad guy, and I didn't realise that until recently." And of that chart-topping stint, after waiting patiently at number 2 behind Old Town Road for 9 weeks, Bad Guy finally toppled Lil Nas X's record-breaking song to reach number 1. In doing so, it broke the record for the longest a song spent in the runner-up position before climbing to the summit. 3 songs, Outkast's The Way You Move, Justin Bieber's Sorry, and The Weeknd's Starboy, spent 8 weeks in the runner-up spot before they hit number 1. On reaching the top of the Hot 100, Eilish became the first artist born in the 2000s to have a number 1 hit. The song itself is divided into 2 parts, with the second half 50% slower than the first. Eilish told Rolling Stone in 2020 that she got the idea for the 2 parts by listening to tracks by rappers Jid and Isaiah Rashad. "I had been inspired by this song called Never by Jid and this song called Stuck in the Mud by Isaiah Rashad. That kind of stop for like 5 seconds in the middle and then start this new song that's shorter. I thought it was so interesting." Eilish and Finneas ended up using an old song they previously recorded for the slower closing bridge and outro. It's such a cool juxtaposition of that sentence. Why do people resonate with it? I know why I resonate with it, but they're all my own reasons.
I'm the bad guy. Duh.
Bad Guy was music critics' favourite song of 2019. In a chart compiled by the BBC combining various end-of-year lists published by at least 30 different music magazines, blogs, newspapers and broadcasters, it ranked number 1 universally. The track itself topped 7 of the 30 end-of-year lists. This won Record of the Year and Song of the Year at the Grammy Awards in 2020. Eilish also won Best New Artist and When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go won Album of the Year, Best Pop Vocal Album and Best Engineered Album. Finneas took the trophy for Producer of the Year. At 18, Billie Eilish became the youngest artist to win Grammy Record of the Year, topping Kimbra for Somebody That I Used to Know with Gautier and Sam Smith for Stay With Me. Both won the honour aged 22. Eilish also became the youngest artist to win Album of the Year. The previous record holder was a certain Taylor Swift, who was 20 when her LP Fearless won the prize. On July 11th, 2019, Billie Eilish dropped a remix of Bad Guy featuring Justin Bieber. Eilish has a well-documented history as a believer. She called him her first love in a Marie Claire interview. The pair exchanged tweets in March 2019, and finally they met the following month during Ariana Grande's headlining set at Coachella. Since then, Eilish has gone from strength to strength, being handpicked by Greta Gerwig for Barbie, penning and singing a classic Bond theme, selling out concert halls everywhere, and, one assumes, never having to pay for an Invisalign ever again. That said, with blanket coverage comes a surfeit of those waiting for you to slip up. Those that pore over archive footage, read reams of interviews looking for something you once said that no longer holds up. And so is the way with comments on body shaming and success in the music business that have come back not necessarily to haunt her, but Eilish now has to face questions that she need not be bothered with. Eilish tends to work in fits and spurts, wanting to hide away from the glare for a time and then coming back with something to say. Given the huge fan base and the generations that base covers, we should not be surprised to hear more and more smash hits as the years roll on. Whether or not they are always with Finneas will be an important part of what the future holds. Bad Guy, though, is a total win for the Song 2 canon.
I like it when you take control, even if you know that. You don't own me, I'll let you play the role, I'll be your animal.
In putting this episode together, I'm not one to normally peruse Cosmo on the reg, but I found myself taking in the fantastic online article by Mihira Bonner, published in 2020. We looked at archive NME interviews, some YouTube tidbits, songfacts.com, vulture.com, thepopsongprofessor.com, the New Zealand Herald, fader.com, genius.com, and the one that we have to say, but this time won't. And the disclaimer I need to add here, just in case someone decides to call me out on it, and fairly, given the song and dance I made about intros previously, all I'll say is this: technicalities, schmecknicalities. Here's a little bit on why that remains on the record. Bad Guy is track two, but there is an intro. And intros are my bane. The song is track two on the album, preceded by !!!, etc. A 14-second introductory skit about Invisalign, in which we hear Billie Eilish joking about removing her aligner and getting her album done and drilled out. Her brother and producer Phineas explained to Vulture that his sister had had to take her Invisalign out for recording sessions because it gave her vocals a lisp, but she became so used to wearing the aligner that she often forgot. Phineas compared the noise that she made to Lil Wayne's lighter flick sound that featured on Vakata 2 songs such as the title track and Fireman. Eilish has admitted that the chorus that is on the track Bad Guy, the instrumental hook, was borrowed heavily from the music of video games Plants vs. Zombies and the theme tune to Disney kids show Wizards of Waverly Place. See you next week on yet another edition of Song 2, released every Wednesday with a guest viewpoint, and Fridays with a cut from an LP that is arguably the best. If you agree or disagree, say so. Let me know. Drop a review, click a star rating, hit subscribe, and help us keep this thing alive. Song 2 is researched, written, recorded, and produced by me, Stephen Stepslow, for Today Radio. Thanks for listening.